coming up on episode number 752. It is time for another All Request show. We're going to play the request that you sent in, that you've emailed in to request. Coming up, you're going to hear some covers of Bruce Springsteen, David Bowie, Curtis Mayfield, and even newer folks like Aqua and One Republic. All this and Trivia with Tina, too. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, March 8th, 2011. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another All Request edition of the show tonight. Like I said, you're going to hear Bruce and Bowie and Mayfield. Chris Isaak cover coming up later, some Beatles, and Aqua. All of this by request. Tina's going to join us later for some trivia, but before we get to that, let's get to your requests. Starting things off with a cover of Sarah McLachlan. This is going out to Amy Elk, who just wanted to hear a cover of this song. No particular performance she was looking for. She wasn't looking for a specific artist covering it, but I think you'll like this. It's a cover of Possession by Evans Blue from the 2006 album The Melody and the Energetic Nature of Volume. Here is Possession.
I would be the one to hold you down. I can't.
Wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. Send all the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Ah, look at all the lonely people.
That is a group called Giant Drag and their cover of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game. You'll find that on their UK EP Hearts and Unicorns. That one going out to David in Spokane, Washington, who requested that. Before that, Eleanor Rigby by a brand new band called Tree Pit. Well, actually a brand new song by Tree Pit, a cover of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. Okay, it wasn't a request, but I did want to get it on here. I think it's great, and it fits so well into this kind of heavier set that I decided to open the show with. Before that, and you can find that, I'll have a link in the show notes to where you can find that, and you can even download it, I believe. Hot Buttered Elvis right before that with their cover of Tainted Love, originally done by Gloria Jones, but of course popularized by Soft Cell. That one going out to Brian from New Jersey. And then we start out the set with a song for Amy Elk, Sarah McLachlan's Possession, covered by Evans Blue. You'll find that on their 2006 album, The Melody and the Energetic Nature of Volume. And kind of rounding out a nice heavier set of music. I like to kind of group those together because gets the energy up, gets the blood pumping, gets the show started. Coverville tonight is brought to you by AudioEngineUSA.com. You know, their innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed for every single bit of your audio. They'll handle it all of your audio. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and their truly useful features. For example, let's see, what do we talk about? Oh, we've talked about the big speakers. We've talked about the wireless. Let's talk about the desktop speakers. So these are, you know, you've got your big speakers which fill a whole room with sound, but maybe you don't have a big enough desk to support the big speakers. The Audio Engine 2s are exactly what you need. Premium powered desktop speakers. They look actually like miniaturized versions of their large speakers. They set the new standard for multimedia sound, and it closes the gap between your computer speakers and home audio, the high-end home audio. Audio Engine 2 is the perfect upgrade for your computer, your iPod, and all your music. And when you're ready to buy, go to AudioEngineUSA.com, enter the coupon code COVER10 when you buy online, COVERTEN, and you'll receive 10% off of your order. Free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. That's AudioEngineUSA.com. And I do use them, and I love them. Let's get back to music here. Diane in Madison, who's been a front seat. You know, she's had a front seat for all this stuff going on in Madison with the protests going on at the Capitol building for the new governor there and the anti-union bill he's trying to pass. She wanted to hear this song, which, you know, I don't know if there's some connection to what's going on out there or if she just loves it for how great it is. It's a group called Jennifer Ever and their cover of Bruce Springsteen's One Step Up. You'll find it on the Bruce Springsteen tribute called Play Some Pool, Skip Some School, Act Real Cool, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen. Here is Jennifer Ever. Thank you.
This time. Takes a cigarette and puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then your cigarette. Wall to wall it's calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, you're too young to choose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk by the cafe, but you don't eat when you live too long. Oh, you're a rock and roll suicide. It breaks the stalling as you stumble across the room, but the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. And don't let the sun blast your shadow, don't let the milk flow to ride your mind. You're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. Yourself, but you're too unfair.
from the Cybernauts. Well, that ends abruptly. From their 2000 live album called Cybernauts Live. That is Rock and Roll Suicide going out to Daniel, from Daniel English, to his daughter Emily, who just turned 21 on March 2nd. She should be in town with him right now for spring break, and hopefully they're listening to Coverville and enjoying this together. That one going out from Daniel to his daughter Emily, of course, a cover of David Bowie performed there by the Cybernauts. Before that, Human Nature, covered by Snowblink. This was part of a Daytrotter session. Have you checked these out? Daytrotter invites all these great independent artists into their studios to record these musical sessions, and they're put online. You can download them for free and check them out. This was a great one. March 12th, 2010, Snowblink came into the studios and recorded this. You'll find them all at daytrotter.com. I'll put a link in the show notes to the right page where you can get to all of them and listen to all of them. Of course, Human Nature, a cover of Michael Jackson. You heard some recorded audio of Michael Jackson at the end of that song. Very chilling how they inserted that in there. Before that, we started the set off with Jennifer Ever going out to Diane in Madison, a cover of One Step Up, originally by Bruce Springsteen. You'll find that on the 2009 collection. Play some pool, skip some school, act real cool, a global pop tribute to Bruce Springsteen. Jumping into the third set. That's what we're doing. And this one going out to Johnny B, who was actually going to be the special guest on last weekend's Musically Challenged. It didn't work out. I dropped the ball on getting back in touch with him until it was too late. Gave him too short notice on timing. So we're going to have him on the next one. But in the meantime, this will tide you over. Hopefully, Johnny, at the Flying Lizards with our cover of Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up.
Thank you. fantasy world. You dress up really tight. You're my dolly.
You're my dolly.
You're my doll. Rock and roll. Feel the glamour in pink. Kiss me here. Touch me there. Hanky panky. You can play,
you can play.
If you say, I'm always yours. You're my Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. I can brush your hair. Dress you everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Make you walk, make you talk, do whatever I please. Like a star, you can beg on your knees. Come drop in, bimbo friend, let us do it again. Hit the town, fool around, let's go party. You can touch,
you can touch.
You can play,
you can play.
If you say, I'm always yours. You're my Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. I can brush your hair, undress you everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off the ground. And I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make a sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around and say, hey. Take a fall, take a shot for you. And I need you like a heart needs a beat, but it's nothing new. Yeah, yeah, I love you with the fire red, now it's turning blue. And you say, sorry like the angel, heaven let me think was you. It's too late to apologize. It's too late.
got me 10 feet off the ground.
That is Apologize, originally by One Republic, covered there by a group called Silverstein from the 2009 album Punk Goes Pop Volume 2. You know, I love that song up until the Screamo. I'm not a big Screamo fan. Is that, I think that's what that's considered to be, Screamo. But boy, up until that point, I think it's a great cover. That is going out to Daniel Harris in Wichita. Daniel, hope you don't mind me complaining about the Screamo on that. Before that, Barbie Girl by the Axel Boys Quartet. That comes from a CD called Undercover Volume 1, The Greatest Songs You've Never Heard. And they're not making it easy for you to hear them either. The album came out in 2004, and it used to be available on iTunes, used to be something you could find on Amazon, but for whatever reason, can't find it either place right now. So if you know about a place selling that CD, Undercover Volume 1, let me know, and I'll add links in the show notes to it. And we started the set off with Move On Up. Oh, by the way, Barbie Girl request went out to Andy Bilodeau in the chat room as Andy Caster. Thank you, Andy, for suggesting that one. Move On Up by the Flying Lizards. Remember Flying Lizards did that great cover of Money? That's What I Want. Great cover there that you'll find on a collection of Nouvelle Vague Presents New Wave. It was a CD that came out a few years ago and was compiled by the fine folks at Nouvelle Vague, but didn't feature any Nouvelle Vague on there. still, it's a great collection. The original version of that song, or the Flying Lizards version of that song, came out in 1981, and it's about time we see something new from Nouvelle Vague. I know they've got a CD that should be coming out any time now that covers a lot of Parisian 80s pop, moving away from the UK and US 80s stuff that they're known for. But anyway, Move On Up by the Flying Lizards, again, is what you heard at the beginning of that set. Tina is here in the studio. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Always worry that we're not going to be able to hear you after I do one of those musically challenged things, because we always, you know, there's cables everywhere, disconnecting this, connecting that, and I'm never sure that I've got everything hooked up the right way until it's actually time for you to sit down there and record.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm glad it's working.
Me too.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. Anything you want to talk about before we get into trivia?
No. Nope. Can't think of anything.
Then you make this all too easy. All right. We're going to get into Musically Challenged right now. Here it goes.
Hello, Brian and Tina. It's JR from beautiful Valencia, California, and it's time to play. The song title remains the same. As always, the game consists of clips from songs that happen to share the same song title. You need to name that song title and the artist performing. So here we go with question one.
Oh, you better get this one.
I know.
All right.
Well, the first one was Howard Jones.
It is Howard Jones. And the song title?
This Is It? No.
No. Do you know the song title for the second one?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you knew that one, then you'd have this one.
I know. No, I should know the first one.
It's a rhetorical question.
Oh, when I get to know you well?
No.
No.
No, it's What Is Love?
What Is Love, yes.
Yes. The second song, I think, is a group called Hathaway.
Okay.
And their version of What Is Love. I always connect it to the old Saturday Night Live skit. Yeah, with Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Now, question two, I'll admit, might be a little hard because I had to use the bridge portion of each song to not give anything away. Here it is, question two.
Ooh, man.
The first one was very familiar.
Was it?
Yeah.
I couldn't pull either of those out.
No, I cannot either.
That's a good one. That's a stumper. All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next one here.
And to make up for the difficulty of question two, question three is really easy. And that means the song clips are really short. So here it is, question three.
Yep. Perfect. All right, that's an easy one. Are you going to sing the whole song? You're singing it in your head, aren't you?
I know, I'm trying.
I see trees of green.
I know. Yeah, you just messed me up because I was trying to do it to the first one and now I like forgot. I do not know.
They're both called Wonderful World.
Wonderful World, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And okay. The first one's by Sam Cooke.
Yep.
Second one?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Louis Armstrong.
Sorry.
No, oh, that's all right.
I know. I'm not in the creative mood right now.
Oh, creative mood is what it takes.
I've been cleaning my office while I'm listening to something very, very boring.
All right. Well, here's the answers.
Okay, here come the answers. Song title one was What Is Love? On that one, we had Howard Jones and Hathaway. What is love anyway? Does anybody love anybody anyway? What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love? Song title two was What Kind of Fool Am I?
Mm.
There we had Sammy Davis Jr. and Rick Springfield.
What kind of fool am I?
Wait, who is this?
This one's Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay.
Who never fell in love.
And looking back, it looks like somebody in the chat room had that.
Cool.
Schmuel.
And song title three was What a Wonderful World. There we had Sam Cooke and Louis Armstrong.
Know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh yeah.
Now I'll come clean and say I think that the official title of that Sam Cooke song is simply Wonderful World.
It is.
But I looked it up on Wikipedia, you know, because it's so trustworthy and all. And it even says the song is sometimes referred to What a Wonderful World with the what a in parentheses. And it is listed that way on the Animal House soundtrack. So I figured I wasn't breaking any rules. Besides, it's my game and I make the rules. You got a problem with that? I didn't think so. So tally up your scores. Hope you had fun. See you next time.
Definitely, JR. Yes, no complaints whatsoever about that one. I think no matter what it's called, it's a perfect subject for song title remains the same. So nicely done.
I like the fact that he looked it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you gotta make sure that your answers are correct, right?
Or absolutely. Else
you're going to get complaints from the audience. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Email me your requests. If I didn't play something you wanted to hear, fine, I will. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can visit coverville.com and post your notes or post your comments in the show notes for this or any other episode. While you're there, make sure to check out the archives. You can sign up to become a Coverville citizen. You can order the DVDs, get all the DVDs, episodes 1 through 700 on a DVD set, and much, much more over there at coverville.com. Thursday's show, I'm kind of up in the air. I was planning on doing a Tim Buckley show, a Tim Buckley cover story, but I'm not sure I've got enough good material for it. A lot of people covering Song to the Siren. But I might switch it up and do something besides Tim Buckley. So stick around for that. It might be a surprise to all of us.
Who is Tim Buckley?
Who is he?
Yeah.
Folk singer.
Okay.
Old folk singer. He's the father of Jeff Buckley, who did that Hallelujah cover that everybody loves.
Yeah.
Or is everybody's sick of. But right. Jeff Buckley's the guy who also, he after doing that cover, disappeared, went for a swim in the, I believe the Mississippi River, and then mysteriously died. And yeah, nobody knows why he did that. Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. All right, that is going to be coming up on Thursday. Well, maybe that's coming up on Thursday. There'll be a show coming up on Thursday. How about that? Until then, this is Brian DeWitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also a proud member of the Backbeat, or, no, I'm sorry, not Backbeat, the Frogpants, jeez, Frogpants Studios Ultrafeed. Find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. Podcast so good, it's human nature.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.